The learning of the Dartaira is l'schus Reb Sholom Mordechai Halevi ben Rivka for Geula Kroiva min Hameitzar el Hamerchav. This week we will discuss the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. When the Alter Rebbe was in Mezrich, he saw that on Erev Rosh Hashanah, his Rebbe the Mezricher Magid would daven a lengthy mincha with an arousing nigun and much crying, like one who is being separated from a close friend. He would begin saying Tillim while it was still day, and continued until it was time to daven Ma'ariv. The Alter Rebbe taught his sons and grandchildren to conduct themselves this way, and all of our Rebbeim followed this conduct as well. One Rosh Hashanah, when the Alter Rebbe reached the words in Ma'ariv, Uvechein tein pachtecha, and so instill fear of you, he began to roll on the floor saying, Pach, pach, and was unable to finish the word for some time because of his great fear. Once, at the time of Ma'ariv, on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, the Mittel Rebbe cried out, Ay! And all those present fell fainting. One chassid, who was generally hard-hearted, did not stop crying throughout that entire first day of Rosh Hashanah. In Tofreish Memvav, the Rebbe Rashab was in Yalta, and davened in the small shul of Polish Chassidim. On the night of Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbe remained in shul to daven after the others had already finished. The Shamish, before going home, ordered the goy who cleaned the shul not to extinguish the light or lock the door. When the Shamish finished his suda, he felt guilty to have left the Yid and Talmud Chacham alone in shul, so he returned to see what was happening. Upon arriving, he saw the goy standing in the foyer and crying bitterly. The goy explained, I am used to hearing joyful prayer with singing. However, there was a man standing pouring out his soul, so how could I hold back from crying? I remembered all my problems. My uncle died, my cow died, my aged mother is sick, and I wanted to cry. When the Shamish entered the shul itself and saw the Rebbe Rashab davening, two fountains of tears were opened to him. A visitor to Lubavitch recounts a description of the first night of Rosh Hashanah. The day is ending, and the large shul is already filled with all the Urchim and hundreds of Bachrim and their teachers who have gathered to daven Ma'ariv. It is packed with chassidim whose faces express feelings of arousal and awe, fearing judgment. All stand as one unity, ready to accept this holy day. A few moments pass, and the Rebbe arrives, his holy face aflame, expressing an intense merirus, but simultaneously an inner chayis and simcha shine on his intense countenance, two opposites expressed at once. Ma'ariv is davened with great seriousness and hislavus, and the tefillos rise to Shemayim, piercing the heavens. I push myself closer to the Rebbe, to hear the tefillah of a tzaddik, and behold, the sounds of passionate crying and deep sighing reaches my ears. There is not a word of the Rebbe's davening that is not soaked with a river of tears. I have never heard such soulful crying in my life. When Ma'ariv is over, no one leaves, and the shul remains packed with chassidim, standing and listening intently to the tefillah of the tzaddik. The Rebbe still stands in the middle of davening, singing a nigun with dveikus, demanding and pleading, and his heart is bursting with intense crying. I look around at the chassidim, all standing in the packed room, and listening in silence to every nuance of the Rebbe's tefillah. And many have tears coursing down their faces. All eyes focused on one point, making sure not to miss a moment. Tshuva from the depths of the heart. I think to myself, if the only reason for the tzaddik's tefillah is to arouse thousands of yidden with regret and tshuva, it is enough. Late at night, when the Rebbe finishes davening and turns to bench the congregation with a good, sweet year, his face shines like a malach of Hashem, his eyes radiating light and full of hope. The Rebbe passes through the crowd and wishes each person L'shana Tova Tikasev V'Seichasem. The Rebbe spoke of how each person should take a lesson to some extent from the Rebbeim's exceptional davening. The Baal Shem Tov would tell the following mashal to explain Tkiyas Shofar. A king had an only son whom he decided to send to a far country to increase his knowledge and let him experience different cultures. Loaded with lots of gold and silver, the son left for the distant lands, but on the way he spent all of it. Arriving there penniless, the people laughed off his claims, not believing that he is a prince, for they had never heard of his father the king. Unable to bear the suffering any longer, the son decided to return to his father's land. The prince arrived in his homeland, but having been away for so long, he had forgotten the local language. He tried motioning to the people that he was the son of their king, but they mocked him and beat him, not believing that this tattered fellow was the son of their mighty king. Arriving at the palace gates, the son tried again, but was ignored, until in utter despair he began to cry aloud so that his father would hear him. Recognizing his son's voice, the king's love was aroused for his son, and he came out to welcome him home. Similarly, the king, Hashem, sends a neshama, his prince, down to the world to benefit itself through fulfilling Torah and mitzvahs. However, when seeking pleasures, the neshama loses all its wealth and arrives in a place where his father Hashem is unknown. Moreover, the neshama forgets the way it was above, and in the long galus even forgets its language. In desperation, it cries out by blowing the shofar, expressing regret for the past and determination for the future. This cry arouses Hashem's mercy, and he shows his love for his only son and forgives him. Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev will tell the following mashal. A king once lost his way in the forest and was unable to find his way, until he met a man who directed him out of the forest and back to his palace. The king greatly rewarded him and appointed him as a high minister. A while later, the minister acted rebelliously and was sentenced to death. But before being executed, the king granted him one last wish. The minister asked that both he and the king put on the clothing they had worn when he had rescued the king from the forest. Doing this reminded the king of his indebtedness to this man, and he called off the execution. Similarly, we have willingly accepted the Torah from the king Hashem, when all other nations refused. Yet, like the minister, we have then done Averis, an act of rebellion, and are therefore fearful on the Rosh Hashanah, the Day of Judgment. We blow the shofar to remind Hashem of Matan Torah when we had accepted the Torah and made Hashem our king, and express our interest to crown Hashem once again. This schus stands by us, and Hashem forgives all our Averis and inscribes us immediately for a good life. Before Rosh Hashanah Tov Reish Mem, the Rebbe Marash requested his Mesharis to relate the following to the Chassidim. That which is written that the blowing of the shofar is like the cry, Tata, Tata, the main thing is the cry. That Rosh Hashanah, the entire village clamored with remorseful weeping. The Friedeker Rebbe related, the Baal Shem Tov would usually conduct Kiyas Shofar together with his Talmidim. One year, the Baal Shem Tov requested his Talmud, the Tzaddik Rabbi Yankov Yosef of Polno, to do so, while the Baal Shem Tov himself blew shofar with the simple people and children. The simpletons cried out to Hashem, Father in heaven, have rachmanis, and this had the greatest effect of all. The Friedeker Rebbe writes, the main avodah of Rosh Hashanah is acceptance of Oil Malchus Shemayim, the yoke of heaven. Therefore, even among great chassidim, their avodah would be simply saying tilim, sleeping as little as possible, and taking care not to indulge in idle talk. This is similar to a servant whose service to his master leaves him not even one free moment, or a son preoccupied with the joy of welcoming his father whom he has not seen for a whole year. One Rosh Hashanah, the sons of the Tzemach Tzedek and other prominent Chassidim went into the Rebbe to ask him to recite an additional mimer for them. The Rebbe answered, the Kohol is saying Tilim, and you are requesting Chassidus? It is better to say Tilim. The Tzemach Tzedek himself was seen saying Tilim the entire second night of Rosh Hashanah as his eyes flowed with tears. Even as he waited to say the mimer on the second day of Yom Tov, he murmured words of Tilim. Once late in the afternoon on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the Friedeker Rebbe went to his father, the Rebbe Rashab, to hear the mimer. The Rebbe Rashab said to him, take advantage of the time. You have another 22 minutes left before Shkia. Later, the Rebbe came out late for the saying of the mimer. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Tav Shin Hei, some Chassidim wanted to enter where the Friedeker Rebbe was having his Yom Tov Suda. The Friedeker Rebbe was not pleased with this and said, what pity! At this time you can add millions of words to the Sfira of Malchus. Immediately the Chassidim went out and started saying Tilim out loud. The Chassid and Goyin, Rabbi Yossel, uncle of the Tzemach Tzedek, was once in a distant city for Rosh Hashanah, and later complained, "Their davening distracts me. All their tefillas are only for physical needs." One of the elder Chassidim recounted, "When I was in Russia, the authorities were once after me, and I was forced to flee and wander through the country. My wanderings continued for several years, and I had the opportunity to daven on the Yomim Leiroim in different shuls. I noticed an interesting difference. In most shuls, they would cry out with the most feeling by the words, 'Usashuva, Usafila, Utstaka, Ma'avirin Esraya Hagzera,' being concerned for their welfare for the upcoming year. However, in the Chassidish shuls, they would cry louder by the words, 'Va'atohu Melech,' recognizing and accepting Hashem's kingship." Rabbi Yosef Doiv Soloveitchik related, "When I learned in Cheder in the village of Chaslavich, my Melamed, a Chabad Chassid, would radiate an unaccustomed feeling of joy on the day before Rosh Hashanah. We students were very amazed at this, until he explained, 'Do you know what tomorrow evening is? It will be Rosh Hashanah, and among Chassidim, the night of Rosh Hashanah is called Coronation Night, when we place a crown on the head of Hashem. And do you know who places the crown? Every single Yid, Yankel the tailor, and Beryl the shoemaker, etc." The Tzemach Tzedek said, "When two malachim who escort every Yid hear the Yidin benching each other, Ksiva v'chasima toiva, l'shana toiva u'mesuka, with purity of heart, they go above to give a favorable report and insist on a good, sweet year. May everyone have a Ksiva v'chasima toiva, l'shana toiva u'mesuka, and may it be a shnas ge'ula."